Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, everybody. And if I'm not mistaken, this is our final show for 2016.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, because the next time we go on will be on New Year's Day, which is Sunday, January 1st, 2017. What a roller coaster. And just for those of you that were as surprised and saddened as I'm sure most of us about the recent passing of Carrie Fisher and now Debbie Reynolds, I mean, let's throw George Michael in there, going out with a bang. What a year it's been.
Yeah.
And all we could do is know what is ours, not, and to distinguish what does not belong to us, how to turn compassion into the greatest teacher ever, and knowing how effective even what would seem the smallest kind thought or positive action, even the slightest one, how that really has a ripple effect and makes a difference, and how it all starts with feeling whole and feeling complete and being connected, and to not impose a lot of the heaviness that's out there that we as very empathetic people cannot help but absorb, which is why I said separating what is yours and what isn't yours, and to learn how to disconnect. Because sometimes those lines get very blurred, not knowing the distinction of what is yours and what isn't. And to intend, don't really want to use the word resolution because it's very implicit, but just to have the intention to be aware of keeping your inner life as light as possible. If you can do that, then that's the best place to not only be healthy, body, mind, and spirit, but to serve a world that needs right now as much light as possible. So that's my fireside chat for 2016.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I almost don't want to go online anymore because I keep looking at stuff like, what? You know, just the different things that are happening, and not even with celebrities, but also with friends and people I know, just, you know, people who have had to go to the hospital for certain things, you know, just, it's been crazy. It's been
crazy.
So, I do have two additional hands raised, and they're both friends of ours. So I'm going to go in order.
Okay.
Not like, you know, people who call them the show aren't friends, but I just don't know who they are. But these I do know. So
okay.
Let's go to, if my computer would get to clicking, that'd be good. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning, Elisa and Liz. You know, I was going to call in and ask for a message for everybody, but you've done it, so goodbye.
There's a message, bye.
I mean, it's like, you know, I was thinking, you know, we really need something, some encouraging, some strength, some modification, something to keep us going. And I understand all too well about the heaviness and the sorrows, and it's just so much. It's so overwhelming to some people, and I thank God that I know we're if I need the strength, I can ask for it and I get it. So that's I'm just I count my blessings every day. So I just you know, I just wish that for everybody for the new year. Just count what you have.
Yep.
You know, be grateful for what you have.
Yep.
And just don't take it for granted. And like so many people, you know, there's always tomorrow. No, there's only today. And
right.
You know, so
I do
but
have
thank
a
you.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thank you for that, and thank you for that component. It's like that fable stone soup. So you just threw something into the pot of gratitude. Absolutely, that is the cornerstone to having peace within yourself. I think it has to start and end as a full circle moment, as an infinite state of being. So thank you for that. That is a huge contribution to what we're talking about on today's show. The theory that I have, where it might seem like not having a gracious or an attitude of giving thanks, and maybe it comes across like a wolf in sheep's clothing, where micromanaging, sweating the small stuff, the assumption that you're going to live forever, the assumption that there's something wrong if life isn't perfect, and there's something wrong with the world. The theory is that is such a convincing distraction from looking within. And I believe that this is why that consciousness is viral and epidemic in nature. And it also is, I feel, what was very purely intended to be a component of survival of the species. Forget survival of the fittest. Let's just say survival of the species. There, I believe that there is something in the brain that has a numbing effect, or it has an effect of not having a profound recall. The most immediate example that I can give would be if a woman has had several children, there's some time in between, and they kind of romanticize having another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the kid and they forgot, what it was like to get up every 45 minutes to feed, or the projectile. You don't think about that. It's all warm and fuzzy. Or even when you're thinking about getting married, you're thinking all those life things. I think there's something in the brain for survival of the species, probably some, and I'm sure there's scientific theories, and you know I am not the science chick, but there must be oxytocin or something in the brain that gets released when you're thinking about these things. I also think it's in the brain of younger people where they don't have the wiring to understand that they're going to end up growing old too.
Yeah.
And one thing that a great thing that Carrie Fisher said, and God rest her soul, she said, being young and beautiful is not an accomplishment. Which I thought was, very sad that she's gone. Really a fan of her mind and her wit, and I did have the privilege of seeing her perform not too long ago, and I'm so happy that I did that. And so when you think about that component of not being grateful, and making all these assumptions, I think it's a twisted chemical reaction of what was primarily intended to be survival of the species. Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh, yes. And I don't want to cut you off, but I have to tell you, when you brought up the subject of having another baby, that was a dream I had last night. That at my age, or I have no idea why, I was in I had this baby. I don't know if I actually literally had a baby, but there was, I was in charge of, excuse me, taking care of a baby.
Oh, wow.
So what do you, you know, the basic needs I had to get, you know, the
right.
diapers and forth,
right.
and I couldn't find them. So here is this thing that, you know, you're not prepared. So,
right.
you know, you have to, if you're going to do something, you know, people, you know, my kids will not necessarily think it through. They'll think to the beginning, but
right.
not to the end.
Right.
So you're kind of like, not even in the middle, you're in limbo. You're kind of like, you know, well, we'll just wait and see what happens. But you really can't anymore.
You can't,
you have
as so many people
prepared.
have that
mm-hmm.
attitude. And what you're talking about, as mm-hmm. the mother, and you have that as an archetypal, one of your archetypal energies, I could just put money on that, as the mother influence, that is having that mental wiring of anticipating need.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
perhaps why you felt like you, well, not you felt, but in the dream, you couldn't get those things, but understand the difference. You knew what this baby needed,
mm-hmm.
but there were obstacles for you to get those things.
Right.
There's a difference, so that you would do whatever it takes to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And if
right.
the dream played itself out, you probably would have climbed a mountain and crossed an ocean or two.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To have gotten right, but that's the so
mm-hmm.
that's the point. So that's the
right.
difference. So I want to point out the very subtle distinction, because
mm-hmm.
it's the profound one, is that you literally did not abandon ship.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that saying, abandon ship, every man for himself, right? That comes
mm-hmm.
from the sinking ship, so you could use that metaphor as the planet, where, let's throw this to Debbie Reynolds. She played the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based on a passenger on the Titanic, and she got the name the unsinkable Molly Brown because she survived.
Right.
So isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So I really want you to embrace the it's buried in there, but it's there, the positive
mm-hmm.
message of that dream.
Oh, yeah. It entailed so much more, but I don't want to go into it because
well,
it was
course.
Kind of dark in some things. But it
sure.
was still me protecting.
That's
and it
the
was
point.
That,
that's my point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That valor.
The whole dream. So,
right.
yeah. Yeah, that's me. So.
What I'd like
okay.
for you to do, because I'm getting this to say to you, is
okay.
to look up and read to yourself the definition of the word valor, V-A-L-O-R.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then the next time you call, if you could share that with us.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's your message. Yeah,
okay.
There's your message.
Great, thank you very much.
Yeah, and we will definitely speak to you in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we're back on January 1st at 9 a.m., but certainly if you can't make calling us on that day, I know that we will speak to you sooner
mm-hmm.
than later. And wonderful to have our final show of 2016 started off with you being the first call. That means a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the rest of this year. And I know that there are so many more good things to come. So, and,
absolutely.
And I appreciate you both. So
we love you.
Mm.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Bless
love you.
You
too.
Love you, darling.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
It's always good to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to change up the energy a bit. We get Lolita.
Yeah.
Holla. Oh, it's your birthday. Go to Lolita. It's your birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah. It's coming up because, you know, she started celebrating 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was calling to get my birthday message, girl.
I know she would.
And my
her
new
today is her, well, today is
and
her
my
birthday
new
Eve.
Message.
Happy birthday, Eve, because tomorrow
yes.
is our beautiful girl's birthday. So I am loading up the database. Okay.
I thought I'd get my new moon message too at the same time. So happy new moon to everybody.
Yeah.
New moon in my sign.
Love that you actually, you posted a little something on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, I love that. She is like my new moon police. Like, this is where I get the, you know, where I know to pay attention to all of that. So, love that. And, okay, I'm just, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, so, but everything's loaded up. We're good. And, yeah, just the screen decided to go from landscape to something else. I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever. You do you, boo-boo. You do you, iPad. Okay, so I'm connected to your energy. We don't do music, but I'm going to verbally connect to your energy so we don't have dead air on the air.
Sure.
So connecting to Lolita's energy on the eve of her birthday.
Okay.
The number for the – I think – I don't know if you've gotten this. I don't know if you've gotten this message before, but this is a really good message, and I know others have picked it. Maybe you have. The number for this message is 805, and here is your message. And I love it, and I think it's perfect. First of all, the first word of this message is celebrate. Hello. Celebrate. Okay. Celebrate your progress. Even better. Celebrate your progress and acknowledge the wisdom gained by facing contrast directly, and know it's the most effective way to profoundly shift. And if that is that confirmation, validation, celebration, you know what I mean? It's the trifecta. I think it's a perfect message. Celebrate your progress and acknowledge the wisdom gained by facing contrast directly, and know it's the most effective way to profoundly shift. And it's just walk. It's like walking on those fire coals, or, you know, walking through the eye of the needle, walking through the eye of the storm. Just walk through it.
You know what's so funny?
Yes, darling.
I just started doing triple mantra back. For some reason, I just said, I'm going to do triple mantra again ever since Monday. It's like what you're saying. The triple mantra is like the mantra that helps protection and covers your aura for 9 feet. It just look up the meaning and you'll understand. It just totally shifts everything about
it. I love it because you, the source, we find out about things that we would never know. So triple mantra.
Yeah, triple mantra.
I'm going to look that up, darling. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
No, and so I have a lot of, things that have come up in the Mercury retrograde, and I just said I'm going to do triple mantra, and ever since then, it's like I haven't thought about anything, and I have a lot of, what's going on in my life is like a tornado, but since doing that, everything has been all good.
Wow.
Everything has been good. It's like, okay, I'll tell you a little quite better meaning in.
Oh, this is cool. It clears all types of psychic and physical obstacles
there
in one's daily life. It's a pure protector against car, plane, and other accidents. It cuts through all opposing vibrations, thoughts, words. I love this because they even have recordings of this stuff. So, yeah, they have CDs. They have. Wow, beautiful.
I do it every morning, like right before you guys put me on the call. I just got finished doing 108. So, yeah, it's like really awesome. I just stepped away from it for a minute.
Right, what happened?
Yeah, I just had stepped away from it for a little bit, and I, for
now
some reason, got back.
Oh, my God, and you're telling us about it, which is so love that. That's such a blessing of doing the show too. It's just what we hear and the contributions of our listeners, and we have so many listeners, longtime listeners like yourself and Raven and Jay and quite a few others that call in and with their contributions, with their energy, with their love. That's, you know, I'll be Googling this when we're off the air, so I will download some of this information. Triple mantra. And this
it definitely
totally
changes your
this,
frequency.
The message.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. Like, yeah, I'm doing Triple Mantra, girl.
Yeah, and I love that because I think it's so appropriate with the shifting of 2016 going to 2017. We're so raw that to protect oneself without completely isolating oneself, how do we do that? So that's a great tool, Triple Mantra.
Yeah. It's a combination of Sikhism and Hinduism mantra, actually.
That's so cool.
It's a Sikh mantra, actually. But, you know, Sikh is a combination of both cultures, actually.
Right.
Clients actually, we give them that mantra, and they can say it. It's very it's actually awesome. Like, wow.
You know, it's so cool. Speaking of Sikhs, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a large population of all kinds of people in New York City, obviously. And I thought this was one cool thing that the New York Police Department is doing, that if you are a Sikh officer, they have, like, uniform issue, NYPD blue turbans, and then they have the badge in the middle of the turban. How hot is that? I'm like, runway! It's so cool looking. And they have their police badge. I saw pictures of it. Their police badge, NYPD badge, in the middle of this NYPD blue. It matches the police uniform, and that's their uniform. I thought that was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
It's awesome sauce. It's awesome.
Yeah. And are you excited about getting ready for your big celebration tomorrow?
Girl, every birthday is a big celebration. And again, remember I was saying weeks ago, you couldn't ask for a better alignment for me. Mercury, the new moon, 2016.
Right.
It all works. It's synchronicity. I mean, what more can you expect? You know, it's awesome.
And I think that rumor has it that Alisa might make a cameo appearance. So you better see her.
Yeah, I'm not drinking until 12. I need to see this.
Right, exactly. You have to wait till she shows up and give her give her a pumpkin so she knows how to leave. I want pictures. I want evidence. I want, yes.
You're going to be like, that looks like Alisa every day, and she just happens to be in the setting. It's not going to be anything great. I may have to work tomorrow, actually. I just got an inquiry to do a tour tomorrow.
Cool.
So,
well, you always handle your business. That's what comes first.
Business comes first, but you just never know how things can possibly line up. But absolutely, business first, and the business of wishing you the business of wishing you a very happy birthday. And can't wait to hear about your celebration. And, we love you. And you have been a great contributor, great source of wonderful energy. And we love you very much. So happy birthday, our beautiful friend.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
Love you. Go, Shorty.
Appreciate it.
It's your birthday. Go, Shorty. Have a great celebration. And, we'll talk to you very soon, I hope.
You got it.
All right.
To you guys later.
Love you and Adam.
Wait,
talk to you soon.
Before you go, you do have a 6-year coming up since we're on the air. And
oh, yes.
I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you for at the club anyway to do this, so.
No.
Perfect.
That's not going to be the right place to do it, but you're entering a 6-year, and so as crazy as you know, because the planning and all that's happening now, it's 5, 6 will be a different vibe. It won't be as erratic, and it'll be more geared towards. Now that it's in a party setting, really geared towards taking care of you know, people in your community and kind of just having a more loving vibration. Whereas a 5 is just like, well, whatever happens, you know. And it's meant to be expansive, and a 6 will be more grounding for you. So that's the vibration you're going to be entering into. And so it's not like you have to be all, you know, it's not like reverting back to, let me just do my thing and, you know, just take care of this and take care of this. It'll be a gradual progression to figuring out the priorities, not only just for yourself, but also how they impact the people around you, like your community, and you know, your family and your friends. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be obviously, I'm pretty sure all your parties are a lot of fun, but I don't know, the vibe is going to be a little different, and definitely the vibe for the year is going to be a little different. Like I said, a little more on the grounding side of things than it has been recently in this past year, and really wanting to establish some of these positive, loving foundations and building on them from that respect, versus just trying to catch as catch can. That sort of vibe that has been happening. So I'm partial to a six. I love a five too, because that's in my name, but six is also my path. So I like it, obviously. I think it's a great number. But it also helps you, it's a reminder to not guard into, or to not go into these crazy indulgences that you know aren't long lasting. Like it's probably a little more than what you wanted to work into. And also sixes will help remind you what's actually yours, as kind of full circle back to what Liz was talking about. It helps to remind you that it's not about trying to fix anything or everything. I'm trying to figure out, you know, where the boundaries are, so that you're not overstepping any and no one's also encroaching on your space. So, because sixes tend to have that mothering influence and wanting to take care of things. And, you know, you've been around this a few times now and seeing, you know, what would
we
you
won't
really
have to worry
to
about
do?
That part.
Right, right.
I practiced at that real good last few years.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think the vibe is going to be different when you're in that energy, because you have that reminder and that wisdom, that experience to pull from, and you can call it for what it is and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And it'll still be in this very, the word was coming up was like, you know, like a generous and loving way, but without overextending yourself like you may have done in the past. So happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Going into a six.
Yeah.
So
good.
The 805, that equals to a four though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think about that with the message, with the structure, which is basically the overall four. It comes from this manifesting power number, a zero, which is everything, and then the five, which we're just getting out of, but it's also this expansiveness. The eight and the five can be like grease lightning together, or it can be completely destructive, you know, depending on the vibe. But, you know, this, especially with what the message was saying, you know, it's being able to make these big shifts, and because you're going to make them anyway, you know, we're growing anyway, regardless. But you know, it depending on how aware you are, some people grow and they're all mad about the growing because they don't realize that that's what they're doing and that's what they've always been doing. But you have this awareness, so a five won't throw you. You kind of take it in stride, just like an eight. Sometimes we only want to recognize the things we manifested if we like them, you know, because then it's like a direct, oh, look at what we accomplished. But you also have to own the things that you created that you realize, whoa, I was completely drunk when I decided to do that. Or, you know, like you weren't as present, or it wasn't even your stuff, but you got swept up in it. So we look at the different ways in which we manifest, and we manifest all the time. And so it sometimes it's just knowing, you know, how it happened. And then deciding, well, I have to own my part in it. And it's probably not all your stuff, obviously, but your part in it. And then where are you going to put your attention to now? Because if you're still harping on it, it's not something you enjoy. That's where your attention still is. So these are great you know, dynamic, powerful numbers. Every number is powerful, but we tend to see it in bigger fashions with this number, like the eight. It's so in your face that you can't block it out, because the more you block it out, the bigger that thing is going to become. So the more you know, you can recognize it and realize your part in it, in the creation of it, you can decide whether you're going to continue creating that way or if you're going to make some modifications and create something different. Because a lot of times when we create something that we're not happy with, we either want to shun it completely or just, you know, let me just edit that out. Let me just cancel, block it out completely. And so, but the energy behind that is you're still thinking about it. Whereas if you can love it and let it go, then you've made your peace with it. So you still created it, but you also created something else in the process of recognizing something that you probably didn't want to do. And so you've broken that too. It's never as clear cut, like, let me just boot it to the curb, because you're still going to, you know, I mean, I guess it depends on the semantics of it and the energy behind it. But a lot of times people say that, like a lot of people call in and they have their story. Or even they don't call it when they're talking to you. They just got their story, and that's all they know. And they can't imagine letting go of that, because as much as they hated creating it, that's what they've identified with. So now they've confused themselves with that creation, and it's not all of who they are. It's what their potential is. So we have to be able to look at how we are creating and what we're doing in the process of creating and why we're doing it. So there's a lot of evaluation, all the things that we always talk about, but part of it is just acknowledging that you hurt. There are people who walk around hurt all the time. No, I'm just going to take something and I'm the pain. I'm going to keep doing it until something happens because you didn't pay attention to it. So there are a lot of different ways to grow. Most people grow through contrast, and the contrast doesn't have to be painful, but it's going to be awkward. And as long as you can identify that, acknowledge it, then you have something to work with. But it's like, ignore the white elephant in the room. We keep ignore this, and you can't do it. You can't go anywhere. You can't do it until you decide what it is you really want to do. And that's the whole point of being in this form and being the creators that we are, is that we kind of want to give up our power to something else, and it never works. Then it ends up being a blame game, that's not even the point of it. But we have to go through this crazy loop to figure out what we're capable of and what we are going to be doing and the responsibilities that come with that. That's where the growth comes in, and that's where smart manifesting. That's where, you know, where even if it's not ideal, it's still, you realize the perfection and the imperfection. You know, and you're on top of your game because you're so aware. I mean, I feel like with you, Lolita, because the culture you came from, the culture that is now, that is yours, and what you bring to your everyday life is so grounding for you. And even in some of the things that you've had to do, you know, like with your family and realizing, you know, the relationships there and how they've had to grow and go through some crazy stuff. You've been grounded in your own traditions. A lot of people can't do that, or they don't know how. They kind of resist it. Like, they'd rather, you know, I'm in a new place, or this is a different culture. I'm going to do this. But you've been able to blend that, I think, very, very gracefully, because that's, you have identified with that, and you make it work. And so there's something very comforting for people who come across you and realize, you know, you're the real deal. You are who you are, and these things work. I mean, I love the stuff you share, because you know it works for you, and that's part of the joy when you're recognizing things and you're acknowledging parts of you, and you know it works. So it may not work exactly for everybody else, but there's this hope that people can find something within themselves that will work, and you do it so well. So you're teaching and you're guiding, whether whether it's a class or not, you know, you have an influence, regardless. And I think all of us do. I just think the way you do it, it's very powerful, just like an eight. It's transformational, just like a five. So, you know, and it's teaching, just like the six energy you're going into. So, you know, you're embodying all these different numbers perfectly in order, in the process that needs to happen. Just remember that, because the more you're in tune with that, the more you're able to play, and it's not like I gotta do work. It's like the more you're able to play with things, and see
well,
what kind
funny.
Of joy happens with that.
It's funny you said that, and we try to assist people, like everybody on the show, we try to assist people that, you know, that they can connect to and they can get understand. And the other day we had a client who's actually my hairdresser, and she'll come off and on to get a session with me and Adam, and came to the store, and she's 26, and she says, I'm moving to California. Great. So I started talking to her about different things, and, I told her that, you know, these are some of the things you need to think about when you're traveling across country, and all of a sudden I pulled some things out, and she just cried.
Ooh.
To the point where she just got so tired, and I didn't let go. I looked at her eye to eye. I said, I'm not letting go. I'm sorry. She's like, I know. And like 2 minutes later, she goes, everything that you say to me always triggers because I know I need to hear it, and I'm not thinking rationally. It's like, it's not about thinking rationally. It's just that we just can't always sometimes just do and without not doing.
Yep.
And and I said, you're going cross country here. It's great that you're traveling, you're exploring the other side, because the West culture has a lot, the Midwest has a lot, the East Coast has a lot,
sure,
everything has a lot. I said, you should go experience it. I'm your number one cheerleader. But understand that visiting your girlfriend over the weekend is different than living together.
Right.
I said, California is going to rip you another butt if you don't think about it, because that's a doggy dog world out there.
Don't go to L.A. Ooh.
Yeah, and then after she left here, she had gotten to Adam. And I didn't know what the session was because I was in the ice cream store.
Right.
And the same thing came out. I said, man, I know her soul is tired. She texted me. She was like, I get it. I was like, okay, great.
Let us
know
when
you need us.
When Marguerite had called, you know, that we get into this space because it's the supreme distraction from going within. It's a perfect example, impulsive behavior. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, anything to avoid digging deep and being triggered, you know, there you go. So seeing you guys is a huge trigger because she knows it. But that desire to not face it, but there obviously is a need within her higher self is screaming to be addressed, but it's being pacified by other energies, other distractions. What better distraction than I'm moving cross country? And that's my story. I'm going to stick to it. It's epidemic, as I said earlier. It's the default setting, I would say, for the majority of people, you know, to be distracted with something else that can be so heavy and enormous and painful and overwhelming, but it does the job.
The lady on the news just before I was got on the phone, they were talking about, you know, the death, and she was like saying that Americans are not, they don't know how to accept death, and the people that get it are the Buddhists. And it's true. If you do, if you live in a certain place every single day, like the Buddhists and the Hindus, there's certain ways of living. It's just, you know, it doesn't have to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's part of life, and that's where you said a default setting. This is where people are here in the world are living on such default settings. They're living unconsciously.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's a big responsibility to live consciously. So we will find these pockets of distraction that are so painful that it really justifies our distraction.
Yeah, and this retrograde has brought up, like, even Adam's apprentice, he's been working with him for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, she wouldn't talk to me. So a couple of months, she goes, your aura just is very intimidating. I was like, well, I'll bring out the truth, I guess. And this is 2 days ago.
Okay.
2 days ago, she goes, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I'm ready. Okay. When's your first appointment?
I love it. That's it. No nonsense.
That's it.
That's it.
You know, we're all
no agenda. No agenda.
No agenda.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
She then she got on the phone with James. She's like, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. She's like, I said, listen, we all think we can do it by ourselves, but
right.
we cannot. We cannot.
No.
No. Oh, it's not there.
There
so
it is.
So this is the wonderful world that we all live in, right? Woo-hoo. Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
Bring it on. All
bring
right,
it
guys.
On.
So let's go. Go. Let it tell
love
other people.
You.
Bye. Love you guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye, Shorty.
Bye.
Oh, that's funny.
Love
that's
her.
Funny.
She's so cute. But yeah, that's it. That's it. So, anybody else in the queue?
Yes, we have Jay who is.
Oh, perfect.
Queue. I know all our usual people. Hey, Jay.
Morning, ladies again, and
happy
days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, last show of 2016. How would you summarize it, or what thoughts would you like to put out there on the airwaves?
Well, I think hear this on mainstream media and everything else. Myself, it's just been a roller coaster of emotions and dealing with them, and actually getting to the root of those issues too.
Yeah.
And I felt I had to do really a lot of work. This year, which actually had a strategy in 2015 to do it, and I said to myself, "Nice kitty cat. I want to miss kitty cats."
That's so cute.
I said to myself, "Back in 2015, I'm going. You know, I got to do something about this. You know, things are not changing."
Right.
So
right.
You know, that's what I did this year, and you know, we talked about this throughout the year
yep.
and all the stuff I went through. So. And, yeah, I think I feel that 2016 was really had to deal with some stuff. And actually had to prepare for what's going on in the future, too, just because the chaos that's out there right now. And
yeah.
I think that's going to be reflected when we deal with people, because what they'll do is they'll eat up whatever is on the media or whatever and then transpose to somebody else by talking about it or this and that. And,
right.
And yeah, I knew this was going to happen, and I feel that, I just don't want to be part of it, right? I mean, it's not mm-hmm. this illusionary thing in people's perceptions, right?
Right.
You know, being bestowed onto you. And, so 2016 was like that. I had to deal with some stuff. And actually just, I think, feel the fall of 2016 was basically overcoming some really structured things about myself,
mm-hmm.
About moving forward. And
I think that's everybody. I think that's a really great way to put it, that for everybody, whether they're facing it or in denial or whatever, everything was uncovered. Like this massive bandage was ripped, and the wounds are being exposed before they're fully healed. And I think that's planetary. I think it's across the board, whether you tend to those wounds or cover them back up or whatever you decide to do. There's no right or wrong. Everybody's on their journey. But to the bitter end, I think that you're absolutely right, Jay, that's the energy of 2016 was just here it is, and now you decide if you're going to look at it or walk away, what are you going to do about it?
And I feel that what's happening in the States is, too, regarding the presidential thing that's still
right.
going on and the chaos that's being stirred up right now in terms of what's going on with Russia and things like that. And
Syria, the world, yeah.
Yeah, is mm-hmm. that it's just the fighting against change. That's what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. And acceptance. I think acceptance is going to be a key part for next year.
Mm.
And people are not going to accept what's going to go down with Trump being, you know, in the presidency. So, and how many obstacles he has overcome so far to be where he is right now. And still,
oh yeah, he is like the poster child for law of attraction. I mean, which it's not good, bad, or anything. That's just such a raw, extreme, painful example of just that single-mindedness. There's also talk of boycotting mainstream television on January 20th.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I'm going to be off the TV on the 20th, and I'll just, like, look at stuff online. I think there's also going to be a concert on YouTube on the 20th with all these performers to counter. And I think they want to get him where it affects him, with which would be the ratings. So that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true, but there are things that we could do. But I like what you said about 2017. I actually want to pose this question to Elisa. I like what you said, Jay, that, you know, we really had such a gut-wrenching 2016, and, you know, we still have a couple days left. And I like that you said that 2017 would be about acceptance and reflection. In terms of the numbers, we are going, 2017 would be a 1 year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Elisa, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, anytime you go from a 9 to a 1, basically, there's this overlap, especially because it's such a, you know, from the ending to a beginning. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, like, it's not like you're just waking up and you haven't had any dreams and you're just, you know, wow, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and you're just expecting, oh, you know, like birds to fly down your shoulder, and it's usually like you're like you're waking up and you've had these crazy dreams and you're still kind of in a fog, and you're still trying to remember what had happened, and that was a dream, but it felt so, you know, you're kind of in that. I think that the first you know, few days, maybe, I don't know how long it takes. It just depends on each person. But usually, like, we have this great expectation for at least the very first of the year, because we want that to feel like, oh, you know, now it's a new year. And then after like a few days, you realize, you know, it feels a lot like last year. It's like, you know, when you have a big birthday, how does it feel to be, I remember someone asked me, like, how does it feel to turn, you know, 13? I'm like, a lot like it felt like when I was 12. You know what I mean? I was like, well, it's just another day.
Right.
But you have these expectations. So it's not, and it's not a bad thing to have expectations at all. And because I think it's so ingrained, especially in the Western culture, you know, these are certain parts of the year where, you know, everyone has a certain way of doing things, and it's infectious. Everyone's like, oh, but we have to stay up late to, you know, to enter in the new year. And then, you know, so we go through the same types of rituals, but I think, again, like I said, our awareness of how things unfold is going to be it's different, and it's at different levels for everybody. So I think you're right, Jay. I mean, acceptance is one of those I mean, it's an ongoing thing, but now that we've had so much contrast around that, where from people who can't go to the bathroom unless you, you know, prove that you are, you know, particular gender, born that way, whatever,
yeah.
You know, you get to these extremes, and all of a sudden, you know, it brings out the fears, because it's irrational, because for the most part, people just want to go to the bathroom. Like, they're not trying to linger. You know, they're not like playing people. They just really need it. It's a bodily function. They need to go to the bathroom. So
right.
All of a sudden, you know, it turns into, you know, some boogeyman is going to be hanging out there where he shouldn't be. It's just interesting. So acceptance goes beyond that, because it brings up fears as well. So when we look at everything new and a new energy that comes in a one energy, and particularly with 2017, because these are the numbers that make up that one. It's a 2, a 0, a 1, and a 7. I mean, it's think of it this way. 1999 was also a 1 year.
Oh.
So think of it that way. You know, what was happening. And so here we are in a 1 year, 1999, for example, but it's the end of a century. It's the end of a decade, end of a century. So it's a little mixed, isn't it? People had great expectations for, you know, for that ending of the year, but it was still a 1 year. So with 2017, you've got some different elements here. You got that 2 of cooperation, which has been going on. Obviously it's going to go on for the next, you know, few years, because it's the 20s. versus every year back in the last century starting with a one. But you have this two, cooperation, partnership. I think it's not it's not a surprise, you know. In the ones where we were, it's pretty much about us and discovering ourselves. This two is now discovering other people and how we can work together. The zero goes back to source. So it's a reminder that we're all from the same stuff. We just express differently. And that expression comes out in that one, from the 201. So it is cooperation. It's understanding who we are, which is always the biggest trick, right? Understanding who we are. Because a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge parts of who we are. So again, where Jay's acceptance part comes in, that's true. And then the seven is going to be about the spiritual aspect for those of us who are very spiritual. And then if it's not spiritual, it'll be like more scientific, rational, logical, but there's still going to be this air of the unexplainable, because a seven is about understanding the deeper mysteries, whether it's from a spiritual standpoint or a scientific standpoint. And in some cases, depending on how you want to look at it, it's pretty much the same thing. Right, but it's just that their approaches and the terminology is going to be different, but you're still trying to look for the same things, like overall. So the seven asks for more introspection and going within. So while it is a new year, in a sense, it's like after this year, looking at 2016. Where the only difference here is that six, and the six was meant to, let me try to fix things. Let me try to take care of things. And then it's like, it's too much, almost like a smothering influence. And that can be the mother influence, you know, where it's like, let me try to micromanage everything and make sure everything's okay. And it's exhausting on that end. And it's exhausting for the people who are receiving it, even though they probably needed it to some degree. It's finding that balance again. What are your boundaries, and what are you actually supposed to be taking care of? And sometimes you don't realize that, you don't know what those boundaries are until you have exhausted yourself, and then you pull back in. So this seven is now saying, well, we're smarter than that. Now we've gone through this, and let's go back to go within and do some self-evaluation, because you know, when you realize you can't work to fix something else, somebody else outside of yourself, you can make suggestions, but they have every bit of free will to decide, yeah, I don't want to do that, or they won't do it the way you want them to do it. Then you go back to yourself and you realize, I have to be the best me I can be. And if I don't even know what that is, then now's a good time to do that. That seven and a one can go very well together. It almost has to work that way, because if we are not self-aware, why are we expecting other people to be from that high-minded place? You know, so that's what I look at when we look at this, you know, new year. It is new possibilities. There's always, I mean, and you could feel that every January, honestly, you feel that every January, but the implications here of those sets of numbers in light of what we've just gone through, I mean, and with this number nine of dealing with death, you know, big time at the very end of the year, these actual, you know, passings on of people, for a lot of us, a majority, it's through childhood icons, or people who just made such a big impact. And this is why people say, well, why do people even worry about what celebrities think or do? It's because those are the people who are most visible in different incarnations, even if that's their job. So they have different ways of influencing people, the way art influences people.
Exactly.
You know, it's not because someone did a good speech. It was because it was a setting done in this, and the speech was done in this particular setting, and the story was told. It's a story. You know, these are stories, and we grow. We learn from these stories. What we don't always understand is we're part of a story, too. So, again, if we don't know who we are, then it's a random story. It has no meaning. But that's why that's acknowledgement, this evaluation. But you can look into a new opportunity, in a sense, you know, clear-eyed, but not vacuous, but clear-eyed, and saying, I know where I've been, and I know what I want to work towards. And that's not all going to happen on January 1st, but it's an ongoing process, because what my idea is, it has to work with other people. It has to blend with my own community. And I have to know what I can and can't control. So that's what I look at with 2017. It's a big order, but I think it's big every year. We're not always aware of it. And we're just exhausted by the end of the year. We're emotionally, you know, rot by the end of the year. And you want to look for that hope. I mean, there's a reason why our calendars have changed, and it's, you know, we have these dark, long nights, on this hemisphere at least. And we need that light. We need that hope to look forward to, have something to look forward to. So everything has a purpose. And when we look at this one energy, finding that purpose and owning it is going to be the biggest thing, and not blaming something or thinking, or getting stuck in the story of last year or whatever, or the past story, but being able to modify it, to change it up. And it's not through, like I said with Lolita, it's not through this major editing of the story, but it is just to acknowledge it, to love it, to let it go. And so we see how the 9 and the 1 work together. You let go, then you bring in something new. You let go, you bring in something new. And that's what we're doing. So happy 2017.
Well, happy 2017. Well said.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, happy everything. And we're back on New Year's Day.
Oh,
I'll
my
be
goodness.
There.
Okay,
yay.
Wonderful. All right.
Take care of the last 3 days of the.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Love you.
Both of you. Love you both.
Love you too. Bye, darling.
Yeah, that's some good stuff with just looking at how those numbers can influence you. But we are getting more into what has to be a cooperative state. And even with people and ideas that you think there's no common ground, there's no way. And then you find that there has to be a way, because, you know, there's only so many places you can go. You know, like we can draw lines. Well, I'm going to go here. You keep your lane. But, you know, after a while, you know, we talk about keeping in our lane and that type of thing. But all those lanes are just painted lines that we've agreed to stay in. And sometimes in some places there's absolute chaos because the lines are just like a suggestion. But no one really sticks to it. So then we have to come up with different ways of monitoring that situation or managing that situation. And we can't really do it without cooperation. We can't do it without cooperation of the people around us. So that means having to have these conversations of, you know, where can we meet? What can be done? What is the goal of what, you know, as we're traveling, what is the purpose of doing these things? So, you know, we figure things out. I mean, that's the whole point with going from source, which is one big pot of the same stuff, to coming out into different iterations and to have a different form, a different idea, a different way of doing things. But it's all from the same stuff. That's how amazing is that creation? It's like having clay and you can make anything you want. That's exactly what it is. But then now the clay has its own mind, has its own ways of seeing the world. And so there's all these different perspectives, but you still have to talk to each other. And there's only so much you can do when you say, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to talk to so-and-so. I'm going to block everything out. After a while you become isolated and it's, you're in your own little world. So it works for a little bit. But in the whole scheme of things, that's probably what you're learning is how to get along with other people, how to break through that barrier. There's a lot happening. So
there is a lot. Girl.
I need coffee. I need some coffee.
Yeah, I need some coffee after that one. All right. So are we good?
We're good.
Perfect. Well, last show of 2016, so possibly some changes to come with the show to be continued. We'll see. Mm-hmm. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air the first day of 2017, this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us on this journey, particularly this year, which has been tremendous on every level. We appreciate you so much, and looking forward to starting all over again on Sunday. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. And Happy New Year, everybody. Love you.
Happy New Year. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.